Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Fire Captain Adam Van Gerpen says,
"We saw a large number of traumatic injuries. So these are injuries that are associated with being struck by a vehicle. So we had broken bones, we had soft tissue injuries."
And police say bystanders dragged the driver out of the car and began beating the driver. One person shot the driver. Authorities are looking for that shooter and continuing to investigate. President Trump says on social media, critics will never be satisfied, even though he's called on the Justice Department to release grand jury transcripts regarding the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. The president also suing the Wall Street Journal and its owner Rupert Murdoch over its report that Trump sent Epstein a birthday letter in 2003. The Journal's parent company says it stands by its reporting. ABC News has not confirmed the existence of that letter. This is ABC News. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced the addition of an honor lane at security checkpoints at airports. It's a separate lane for uniformed military personnel, allowing them to bypass long lines. The Department of Homeland Security is also providing a benefit to Gold Star families, those who've lost a loved one in military service. Application fees for the TSA's pre-check program will be waived. ABC's Ike Ajachi has more.
Why all these changes right now? Well, travel numbers are soaring. The FAA just reported Thursday was the busiest day for flights in U.S. airspace since 2010. Almost 56,000 flights in a single day. On most days, we see about 45,000. So the bottom line, some well-earned perks and a bit less hassle for military families, just as airports are busier than ever.
A 17-year-old's in custody in Maine in the alleged murder of Sunshine Stewart, a paddleboarder found dead earlier this month. She died of strangulation and blunt force trauma. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's partly cloudy and 79 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our forecast calls for patchy sunshine and humid conditions. Isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible with highs in the low to mid 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 62. And tomorrow, partly sunny, small chance of showers with a high of 79. In Richland Center, after receiving 0.2 inches of rain early this morning, it's 79 degrees.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers, and Discbine disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying Discbine disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your hang operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
Good afternoon. It's 79 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The National Weather Service confirmed Wednesday an EF1 rated tornado with winds reaching 95 miles per hour touched down near County Road YZ and Z in Dodgeville. The tornado, with a maximum width of 150 yards and a path length of 6.95 miles, moved northeast through a cornfield before continuing to impact numerous trees and three outbuildings. The most significant damage occurred off County Road ZZ, where numerous large, healthy hardwood trees were uprooted. The tornado's path ended near Knobs Road, just west of County Road H. The National Weather Service Milwaukee Sullivan office confirmed the tornado after conducting a field survey with Amanda Gardner with Iowa County Emergency Management on Thursday. According to Gardner, no injuries or residential home damage were reported, and most of the damage was to trees and crops. A criminal complaint was issued against Gavin Thompson, 23, of Dodgeville, according to a press conference Friday at the Iowa County Law Enforcement Center. Thompson will be formally charged next week in Iowa County Court for first-degree intentional homicide of Dodgeville resident Dorinda Sedgbrecht, burglary while armed, hiding a corpse, and operation of a motor vehicle without consent, along with other possible charges. Gavin Thompson was arrested in Lincoln, Nebraska, following a pursuit, crashing the vehicle and trying to flee on foot. The body of Dorinda Sedgbrecht, 67, of Dodgeville, was located in the vehicle. Authorities believe the killing was a random act of violence. There was no known relationship between the suspect and the victim. When taking a vacation, consumers like to have the best time possible and the ability to travel well without any issues. Last week, we reported the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's smooth summer travel tips for air and rental cars. Another popular type of vacation travel is cruise ships. Michelle Reinen is with DATCAP.
Before embarking, passengers should be aware of the cruise line's obligations, and they vary by different cruise line and your passenger rights. And most cruise lines are members of the Cruise Lines International Association, which has adopted passenger rights, including refunds if a trip's canceled due to mechanical failure, an emergency power source in case of main generator failure, and timely updates if an emergency causes an itinerary change, and so much more. But information's available from the Federal Maritime Commission's Cruise Passenger Assistance webpage, and you can just go there and file a complaint if you need to, but you should know that the jurisdiction is limited to cruise lines that embark passengers at locations in the United States. There is no federal agency that regulates cruise customer service issues outside the U.S., so cruises that embark at an international location are not subject to the FMC's jurisdiction. So that's something where you're going to want to look at your credit card protections or your traveler's insurance to how you might be impacted should there be bumps in the road for your cruise travels.
Trains, another choice of transportation when traveling, allows travelers to enjoy the country's scenery while riding the rails.
It's scenic, it's leisurely, it's comfortable accommodations. There's even onboard dining here, but long train rides don't have to be simply that form of transportation. It can be the vacation itself. Amtrak is the only nationwide passenger rail service, and it has 10 customer service commitments covering safety, delays, accommodations, and refunds. So for any customer service issues on Amtrak passenger trains or to request a refund, you need to deal with Amtrak directly, or of course, you can always contact Consumer Protection here, but you can go to Amtrak.com and you'll want to research all that information up front so, again, you can navigate and navigate quickly.
Michelle Reinen suggests where to find tips for smooth travel internationally.
It's probably way too much information to talk about today, but again, we do have resources for people. They're usually not able to be directly impacted by U.S. government entities, international transit methods. However, the U.S. Department of State offers tips and resources for Americans traveling internationally so you can help prepare for your trip. So go to travel.state.gov. Some of the tips you're going to find there will cover international travelers' checklists. You'll find driving and road safety tips, access to emergency information, travelers insurance information that should be considered for international travel, and other resources like lodging safety, traveling with pets, studying or volunteering abroad, and so much more. So again, go to travel.state.gov to access all that additional information for international travel.
If you are a victim of any travel or vacation issues, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. It's 79 degrees in Richland Center at 1212. The National High School Rodeo Finals are wrapping up today. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
With mostly cloudy skies, it's 79 degrees in Richland Center at 1213. Things are wrapping up at the 2025 National High School Rodeo Finals. We have been keeping an eye on the results of entrants who competed at the state finals held last month in Richland Center. In last night's performances in barrel racing, Quinn Donsky of Sparta placed 18th with a time of 18.04. In girls cutting, Lainey Lund of Lime Springs, Iowa, placed 4th with a score of 211.5. In goat tying, Brinley Hoffman of Townsend placed 8th with a time of 8.28. In the second go-round in barrel racing, Quinn Donsky came in at 67th, with a time of 18.04. Kenzie Mason of Scandia, Minnesota placed 116th with a time of 21.64. Callie Parrish of Laval placed 119th with a time of 22.49. And Hadley Alderson of Onalaska placed 141st with a time of 23.919. In boys cutting, Tyler Parr of Mondovi placed 62nd with a score of 62. In girls cutting, Lainey Lund placed 24th with a score of 211.5. Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield finished in a five-way tie for 34th place with a score of 207. Callie Parrish finished in a four-way tie for 72nd with a score of 194, and Kaylee Check of Toma tied for 86th place with a score of 186. In goat tying, Callie Parrish placed 53rd with a time of 8.25, and Brinley Hoffman was right behind her in 54th with a time of 8.28. In pole bending, Raylan Johnson of Broadhead placed 89th with a score of 24.938. Kaylin Olendick of Camp Douglas placed 130th with a score of 31.034. In rain cow horse, Tyler Parr of Mondovi finished in a three-way tie for 46th place with a score of 278. And Raylan Johnson tied in 83rd place with a score of 256. In saddle bronc, Trip Kite of Oxford placed 5th with a score of 76. In steer wrestling, Braden Scaife of Lancaster placed 6th with a score of 5.38. And Braden Carlson of Medford placed 25th with a score of 7.71. In tie-down roping, Nathan Van Ert of Wisconsin Rapids placed 30th with a time of 12.32. In team standings, the Wisconsin boys team is in 16th place with 1,055 points, which puts Team Wisconsin in 26th place overall. The National High School Rodeo Finals conclude today in Rock Springs, Wyoming. The annual Casanova celebration continues today and tomorrow at Casanova Memorial Park. Today's events include currently underway Casanova Legion 491 baseball games and a Luck of the Draw Bags tournament. The Hope It Floats raft race will be at 1:30 and Pasture Golf will start at 4. Tonight, High Mileage will perform at 8 and fireworks will be shot off at dusk. Tomorrow, the parade will step off at 11 featuring this year's Grand Marshal. Jeffrey Even is Casanova's village president.
We've been trying to get Jim Dietloff to be our parade marshal. He's a prominent member of the Legion, a prominent member of the community. When you drive through Casanova and you see all the American flags on the telephone poles, that's Jim Dietloff doing that. He puts them up every year for Memorial Day, takes them down every year after Labor Day. If there's a tattered flag or one that's hung up, he's out there with his extension ladder and he's taking care of it. Pretty well anything at the Legion, Jim is your guy to talk to. Before the CAS celebration kind of transitioned to the committee that we have now, Jim was a major player in organizing and behind the scenes work, and just really a guy that doesn't want any credit, so he's really not going to enjoy what I'm saying right now, but really truly deserves it. Been trying for years to get him to be the parade marshal and he has always turned us down. The compromise this year is that the American Legion will be the parade marshal.
Following the parade will be the Casanova German Band and Car and Camper Show and a chicken or smoked pork dinner. Kinchy Pedal Pull and Bossy Bingo will be at 1. Also tomorrow, Home Talent League Baseball featuring the Cas Reds versus the Mazomani Mustangs and a raffle will be at 2. All weekend, there will be food and refreshments, free bounce houses, and a scavenger hunt at the Casanova Celebration today and tomorrow at Casanova Memorial Park. Please, no carry-ins. All profits benefit the park. More information about the celebration can be found on the Casanova Celebration Facebook page. It's 79 degrees at 12:18. Today's vital statistics are next.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
5353.
cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Today is Saturday, July 19th. Timothy Glenn Ernst, 63 of Winona, formerly of Richland Center, died June 5th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held today from noon to 5 at his son's home at 957 Sextonville Road in Richland Center. Memorials may be made to the Richland Center Police Department K-9 Unit. Timothy Glenn Ernst, 63 of Winona, formerly of Richland Center. Timothy J. Mayberry, 70 of Bloom City, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Sunday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held in the Warren Mills Cemetery Monday at 11. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from noon until the time of service at 1. Tim Mayberry is survived by his son, Jeremy Mayberry of California, a grandson, brothers and sisters, Bruce and Mary Mayberry of Florida, Nancy Bowden of Arkansas, Joe Mayberry of Bloom City, Sarah and Jerry Ray of Viola, Abby and Ed Nedlin of Westby, John Mayberry of Madison, Mike Mayberry and Pam of Sextonville, Josh and Jen Mayberry of Reedsburg, Samantha Washburn of Bloom City, and Andrew and Nomi Mayberry of DeForest, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Timothy J. Mayberry, 70 of Bloom City. Alan E. Wanless, 69 of Richland Center, died Monday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. No services will be held. Alan Wanless is survived by Karen and Dan Krieger of Richland Center, Elaine and Scott McDonald of Spring Green, Dan Wanless of Arlington, Texas, Dave and Connie Wanless of Richland Center, and Janine Burke of Madison. Alan E. Wanless, 69 of Richland Center. Anita Louise Bungie, 83 of Richland Center, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Anita Bungie is survived by her husband, Irwin, two sons, Tony and Cheryl Armolino of Batavia, Illinois, and Joey and Christina Armolino of Oswego, Illinois. Two grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, three stepsons, Scott and Melissa Bungie of California, Steve and Mary Beth Bungie of Virginia, and Paul and Donna Bungie of Illinois. Four step-grandchildren, brothers and sister, Roberta and Bill Rogers, Roger and Marianne Brown, Buddy and Barbara Brown, and Jerry and Julie Brown. Also many other relatives and friends. Anita Louise Bungie, 83 of Richland Center. Phil Joseph Allen, 74 of Lafarge, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at Faith United Methodist Church in Lafarge. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 5 to 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services of Viroqua is assisting the family. Phil Allen is survived by three sisters, Diane Tiedrich, Joan Allen Erickson, and Lisa and Carl Hogred, brother Eric and Stacy Allen, sister-in-law Rita Allen, nieces and nephews, and many great-nieces and nephews. Phil Joseph Allen, 74 of Lafarge.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private, spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Shay and Michelle Muller and Aaron and Stacy Unbehan. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the band of showers and thunderstorms that pushed through the area this morning produced generally about a couple tenths of an inch of rain over the north half of our listening area, about a half inch in the south. The heaviest rain was over eastern Iowa into northwest Illinois, where some places got a couple inches. Meanwhile, we're watching humid air still locked in across the state, but a cold front will slide through the area later today and tonight. It still could produce a spotty shower or thunderstorm, but nothing too organized. Looks like any severe weather for the most part staying off to the south and east of Wisconsin. Pretty nice weather tomorrow and Monday with that sunshine returning and less humidity. Then we'll see a surge of warmth and humidity for the mid and end of the week, pushing temperatures about 5 or 6 degrees above normal, and also producing some sporadic thunderstorm clusters. Some of those could produce some heavy weather, so we'll certainly keep an eye on the situation by Tuesday and Wednesday. Here's your forecast for the rest of today. A mix of clouds and sun. It should be seasonal and somewhat humid with an isolated shower or thunderstorm still possible. High temperature close to 80 degrees. Southwest wind 5 to 10 becoming northwest. Partly cloudy tonight. We drop down to 62. And tomorrow partly sunny with a small chance of showers in the far southern part of the area. High temperature 79 degrees. The wind northeast to east up to 10. On Monday, partly cloudy and seasonal, low 58 with a high of 82. There is a slight chance of a shower Monday night. Going into Tuesday, variably cloudy and muggy with spotty showers or storms possible. Low 65 with a high near 85 degrees. Wednesday looking hot and humid. Low 71 with a high of 90. 30% chance of scattered thunderstorms. Warm and sticky on Thursday with a few storms continuing. High 83. And Friday partly sunny. High 84. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently 80 degrees in Richland Center with mostly cloudy skies. After a high yesterday of 80, our low this morning was 63. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 80. The record high for this date was set in 1974 at 98. The record low 46 was set in 1958. Last year's high was 80 with a low of 54. Sunset tonight will be at 8:37 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:39. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-northeast winds at 6 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.95. Relative humidity is 71%, and we have received 0.2 inches of rain so far today. It is mostly cloudy skies and 80 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
What's on your summer wish list? More beach days? Endless pool parties? No matter how you're soaking up the sun, Macy's Summer Favorite Sale has top designer looks for less. Swimming cover-ups from Ann Cole, LaBlanca, and more, 40% off. For the guys, new trunks from Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and lots of others, 50% off. Plus, get half off kids' swim shorts and tees, too. Get ready for summer fun. Hurry into our Summer Favorite Sale, happening now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Join Chris Simonson as he takes you on a musical journey through the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that spark memories and tunes that make you want to sing along. It's Saturday, it's Simo, and it's all brought to you by our great sponsors. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Mastodon Records, and by WP Dental. Turn it up and enjoy the ride. This is Saturdays with Simo.
I'm
you just can't tell. Some they will and some they won't, but some it's just as well.
Their 1979 Breakfast in America LP. That, of course, was Supertramp with Goodbye Stranger. Happy Saturday, everyone. We made it. Yay. How's everyone doing today? Hopefully you're doing well. Hopefully. These are the Raspberries. My preference are the black raspberries. Heather likes the red, but, you know, raspberry's a raspberry. Let's go all the way.
Don't secrets too in my room. In my room. In my room. In this world I love.
Boys in my room. Hey Diane, here's a little bit of Elvis. This is Devil in Disguise.
You look like an angel.
Move like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Move like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are, devil in disguise. You fool me with your kisses. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. You're not the way you seem. You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are the devil in disguise. I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me, I didn't see the devil in your eyes. Like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
Devil in Disguise, Elvis Presley. I want to take this opportunity to thank the sponsors of today's program, today's Saturdays with Simo. Thank you very much to Mastodon Records, WP Dental, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pine Valley Community Village, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Schmidt Woodland Hills, and Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Thank you very much to each and every one of those sponsors. We will take a break and hear from some of them. And when we come back, we've got more great tunes, starting things off with a little bit of Fats Domino. Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Remember all those record albums you used to own? You can have that collection again. Mastodon Records in Richland Center can help you find your favorite music. They have new albums by current artists, and you can always special order. Record collecting is a great hobby for youngsters. Mastodon Records can set you up with a turntable from all price ranges. Mastodon Records is located at Okooch Books and Libations in downtown Richland Center. They are even open on Sundays from 10:30 until 2. Start your record year with Mastodon Records.
Some people don't just work, they work to make a difference. This is Joe Flores, owner-manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. People with a passionate commitment to their jobs work to make a difference in other people's lives, just like the caregivers at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, some of whom have been with us since we opened our doors in 1995. Our longtime employees could easily work elsewhere, but at Harvest Guest Home, they find fulfillment in our mission of serving with tender, loving care, respect, patience, and affection. They believe in our commitment as a family-owned business to providing the best possible care to our residents. This is our way of life. Call us today at 647-8205.
There's always family.
Retro Saturday sounds great however you listen. On air, online, or with the free Civic Media app. WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Join us anytime.
When Whippoorwill calls, and evening is night, I hurry to my blue heaven. You turn to the right, you find a little bright light that leads you to my blue heaven. You find a cozy place, fireplace, cozy room. Orderliness, that nest is where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and the baby makes three. Be happy in my blue heaven. Make free. be in my deep cowboy.
That's Domino with his classic, My Blue Heaven. Here's a little bit of Clarence Frogman Henry with Ain't Got No Home. No, he ain't.
Ooh, ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. I got a voice. I love to sing. I sing like a girl. And I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh.
I ain't got a man, I ain't got a son,
we'll be right back.
Element with Flashlight. Great funk tune. Just fantastic stuff from Parliament. Well, it's 1 o'clock on this Saturday afternoon, so we need to take a break for station identification. And we're going to come back and hear a little bit of the Friends of Distinction, who will be grazing in the grass. No, that's not a salad bar thing. No, no, it isn't.
It's all about great music, with some interesting information as a bonus from Chris Simonson. This is Saturdays with Simo, only on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
Come on!